This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis out tonight.
Yeah.
For the Sacramento Kings.
And honestly, why would they play? Like, why would you play? I mean, because you have to? Well, you don't. You get 82 games. You can play if you want to, but you don't have to. So why play? And I don't know if they're injured or if it's October, November load management, whatever it is, but just go ahead and take the night off, guys.
Zach LaVine has low back soreness.
Okay.
It's the exact same thing they're listing Jimmy Butler with.
Yeah, and that can be brutal when you're 28 years old.
And Domantas Sabonis has a left rib cage contusion.
He has a tummy ache.
No, he has a contusion.
He has a tummy ache.
His ribs hurt.
Okay. Juwan Jennings has 5 broken ribs, and he plays every single snap that he possibly can.
He's a football player.
Right.
He's built different, and there's only 17 of those.
I get it. And also, he's fighting like hell to get to his incentives so he can get that chicken. I don't know what Sabonis' contract is. I'd look it up, but I don't really care to look it up.
I'll look it up.
He is Eric B. and Rakim.
Domantas.
He's paid in full.
Sabonis. Well, everybody in the NBA is.
Right. So
that's
why
the
play?
Whole point.
If you're the Adorables, and I appreciated you sent me that before. Granny, I sent him a picture of my daughter from Halloween, and she's unbelievably cute. And Willard's response was, she's cuter than a Sacramento King.
Oh, yeah, she's more adorable than a Sacramento King.
That's what he said, and I was like, that's a damn 5.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Domantas Sabonis is a fully guaranteed 4-year, $186 million contract that has 2 more years on it after this year. 42.3 this year, 45.4 next year, 48.6 the year after that. Look, can I?
What's the 25th letter of the alphabet?
1, 2, 3.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Why play? If you've got a rib contusion, then you know.
Do you
what?
Actually feel this way?
I feel that NBA players are less motivated to play through stuff than NFL players.
Well, that's for sure. That's any sport.
And I'm
any
not,
sport.
I'm not impugning Steph or Jimmy or Draymond or Zach or any of the various Sabonises, but what's your motivation? It's November. If the Kings win or the Kings lose, it's not going to determine their season. And it's the same thing for the Warriors. And this is the problem with the association is that the majority of players, they aren't motivated to actually play basketball. Unless it's intrinsic, like you love it and you want to do it. I get it. But if you are, you know, if you have a little ailment and it's November, I'm good.
I get where you're coming from. I really do. I have a hard time putting this directly on the athletes, though, and acting like now here we are in 2025 and all of the NBA players just don't care. They just don't care. And there's no reason to play. There's no motivation to play. You do not become a professional athlete if you're built that way. These dudes are wired with unbelievable motivation. That is how you achieve something like this. And I would agree with you more if this was coming solely from the athletes. If it really was just a bunch of spoiled dudes who were rich, therefore they don't need to do anything anymore. Domantas Sabonis is 29 years old. If he's decided before his 30th birthday that, like, whatever, I don't need to do anything anymore, and it was only about money, I would hear that more. But this is coming from the teams also. We just played what Steve Kerr says about this. Like, this is high-level analytics, strength and conditioning coaches, Rick Celebrini sitting down with plans, some of which need to be adjusted on a night-to-night basis, and becoming complicit with this entire idea. And so, like, I don't know. I don't think this is nefarious. I don't think it's laziness.
It's just the nature of the league is where you don't have to win that often. And you can be the 10 seed, and darn it, you've got a fighting chance to you could still be a champion. Unless you're really, 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 really bad, you've got a shot to still make the playoffs, which makes the regular season largely irrelevant. That's the problem.
But other than football, where is that not true? Give me the sport where, like, the urgency to win every time you play, take away NFL and college football. Where else does that exist?
Baseball's different because it's an individual sport. So as an individual, well, basketball's not. Like, basketball, and I just looked it up, Zach LaVine in his career, he's not even 31, and Zach LaVine has never been a winning player, and he's already made $209 million. Yeah. This year he's making $48. So if you're Zach LaVine and you're on a team that is not very good and you know you're not going anywhere, what's your motivation?
But is that really what you think is happening? Do you think that Zach
LaVine... in general, I'm not going to say this about Zach.
What I mean?
I'm saying in general, if you're an NBA player and you have a guaranteed contract and you've already made $250 million in your career, what's the real motivation to get out there? Like, if you're a baseball player,
because
I want to be 30-30, I want to be a Hall of Famer, whatever it is, you're an individual. You get the bat four times a game and, you know, you try to hit the ball and that's it. This is different.
I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
Like, the same thing is true for them. Their numbers, their Hall of Fame candidacy, that's all the same. What's their motivation? That's what they do for a living. That's what they
64
do.
64 times out of 82.
No, but that's not how they got here. Like, I think that's a pretty tough putt.
But to once you get here, it's different than how you got here.
Well, there's no doubt. They're human beings. But at the same time, like, if I were to follow what you're saying, we would have dudes all over the league at age 30 just leave. Leave. You don't need more money.
Why leave?
Why stay?
Because you can play 61 out of 82 and make $28 million.
Why play the 61? Play at all?
Because basketball is fun.
Well, but
you know, and you're not going to get hit over the middle and break five ribs.
No, but yes, you are in the 61 that you play.
Somebody might scratch you across the neck.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
I'm being a little sarcastic,
come on.
The reality is, this is what's wrong with the league, is that these players don't have the intrinsic desire to go out there and put it on the line because they don't have to.
But you're making it sound like it's their decision. They're not. It's not.
It's not about a decision. It's about the construct. The construct is this. You can be mediocre as a team. You can hang around at 38 and 44.
Yeah.
And, okay, we get to the play-in.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now let's try. Now let's really go out there and try to win. But that's problem.
I think ramping things up to a different level is actually part of sports. That like, I've been told that, as have you, by athletes in every sport. You know what I mean? Like, when you see somebody pop in the preseason in the NFL, people get excited about it sometimes. Ooh, look at this guy. And we'll always go, relax, it's the preseason, because the speed goes up when you get to the regular season. And then the speed goes up again when you get to a division game. And the speed goes up again when you get to the playoffs. It's just the nature of human beings. You know what I mean? When it's a big moment, you're gonna dress up a little bit more, right? You're not wearing sweats to your wedding. Like, that's a bigger day. So I'm just having a hard time with the best athletes in the world who have shown the ability to be focused, motivated, smart, block out all these distractions, become pros. The second they get a massive contract, life-changing money, now they don't give a rip anymore. And their coaches and executives and GMs are strength and conditioning people are telling them, you're out tonight. I just don't think this is all on the players.
I'm not
at
saying
all.
It's all on the players. I'm saying it's on the construct of the league. Last night, Zach LaVine and Domas Sabonis played 37 minutes apiece. They played 9.5 minutes in the fourth quarter apiece in Denver, and they lost a tough game. And so now you come home and you've got a game against Golden State, and you know, now we're not feeling super duper. And that was 2 days ago. I think that the problem is not solely with the players, and it's what Steve Kerr talked about. And even 72 games, that's probably too much. You need to find a way to make these games matter more often, because these games don't matter.
That's fine, but that's two different points.
It's the same point.
It sounded for about 5-6 minutes like you were questioning the motivation and the structure inside the brain of a player. Now you're questioning more the overall umbrella
it's
of
both,
the league.
Because if you're the player and you're making $47 million and the trainer says, yeah, you need to sit out on a Thursday or on a Wednesday against Golden State, you're like, okay, cool. I'm going to make $580,000 in my sweats.
I don't think most players are built that way. I don't think that's how you become a professional athlete, by not caring about your craft and not caring about being out there and not caring about fans and all of those things. Sure. Does money change people? I guess to a degree. But I mean, we're sitting here watching 40. What the hell's Al Horford still doing? He's got to be motivated by something. And it's not money. And it's not, I don't care. Why is he still playing?
He loves the game.
Well, there you go.
He's not making $47 million.
I think he's made bajillions in his career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.